producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, we got a lot to talk about today. We are packing it all in. Apparently, many of you guys may not have to get your cavities fixed by getting it drilled and filled. They got a new way to cure cavities, and this may be just, you know, right up your alley. I know teeth have cracks in them, but I couldn't say that because that could be bad. We got a new bandage out there that senses temperature changes and can deliver medicines. I've always loved band-aids. When I was a little girl, you know, my sister had her Barbies. My brother had his Transformers. I would play with first aid kits. Give me a first aid kit and I will go to town. Everybody will get a Band-Aid or an enema or whatever. So apparently they have this new cool gel bandage that really, really rocks that you can use, and we'll talk about that. Kids with allergies, okay, that have hay fever or eczema may have actually more risk factors for heart disease at a younger age than we expected. Not to panic, everybody. A lot of our kids have allergies, but we need to talk about that. We got some more marijuana news where they found marijuana extract may help some children with epilepsy, something that has been anecdotally proven. And many of us doctors are like, come on, guys, just hurry up and show us the proof because we have, you know, parents asking for this. Pretty cool study we need to talk about. Then some of you guys worried about hair loss. They have this cool gel that you can make from your own blood, not you at home, okay? They then inject it into the scalp, and this is supposed to help cure hair loss, which is pretty damn cool. So as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Something that I want to talk about this week and throughout the month are ways you can give and things you could do this holiday season that can really, really make a change. And we're going to have Chet Buchanan, my radio brother, come on with us in a few minutes after the break to talk about something that he has been doing now for 16 years. This is, like, awesome. And we're going to have him join us. But Brenda writes, this is one of the emails I got. Doctor, it's Christmas time, and the Lord has blessed me with a job and my three kids. I don't have money to spare for charity, but I want to do something good this holiday season. What can I do to help? Now, I think a lot of you guys are feeling that way. You know, you don't have an extra $50 or $100 to donate to charity, but you want to do something, that's helpful. You want to be a part of the giving season, you know? I always say, look, money is great, you know, for a lot of charities, trust me. You know, they need money, for research dollars. And when we try to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, yes, it helps when people give checks. But there are so many other things you can do. You know, many of these charities that I work with, a big thing we need is the raising awareness. Okay? You being very active in spreading the word, okay, can raise a lot more money than you could do alone. You know, many times when I start out, you know, helping a charity, I ask for some volunteers, and the first thing I tell the volunteers is, please, do not expect to give any money. I am not going to ask you guys for any money to the cause, okay? Because what you are going to do is going to turn around into real, real, you know, donations and real, real awareness. And what you are going to do is going to raise thousands more than what you can do. Because people will panic. They're like, I don't have $25. I don't have $50. So what I would suggest you do is volunteer. Your volunteer time. You know, we could always get money. Charities can always find money somewhere. You know, people give money all the time, but not a lot of people give their heart and give their time and give their body, take the time off work, use their day off, and we don't have enough of those out there. So whether it's working at a food bank or, helping decorate, you know, Christmas trees or Christmas lights at a charity event, your being there to volunteer is vital. Most charities cannot do what they need to do if they don't have enough volunteers. I can't tell you how many phenomenal ideas I've had for a charity, but I just couldn't get the volunteers to do it. All right? There was just no time. Like, you know, one thing I want to do is there's a child in Las Vegas, Nevada, who's battling two types of brain cancer. And it's very, very hard to ask people for donations. And, you know, we got some donations for the child and their medical issues and their you know, medical, bills and care. But, you know, I want to do a lot more. So I thought, why don't I get a bunch of singers together and we will Christmas carol. We'll either stand in front of a Walmart or we'll go to neighborhoods. We'll go around and we'll Christmas carol. And most likely people will give money because they'll want to shut me up. Man, Dolly, I can't listen to you sing anymore. Here, take a 20. Go. Like, thank you. That's another thing you could do. You could sing so poorly that go, I'll shut up if you donate money. You know, that kind of thing. And that's a great way to do it. You know, another thing you could do is, you know, clean out your closets. Okay? You have a lot of things that you have never worn. You bought that green blouse. You thought it would look good. When you tried it on when you got home, you were like, oh, uck. And because it was on sale, you couldn't take it back. It's a new blouse. You could donate it. Shoes, lightly used purses. All right? You got Goodwill. You got Salvation Army. You got Red Cross. Food. All right? Collecting food. That's, always well needed this time of year. One thing that lifehacker.com said is you could use a charity credit card where some of the credit cards, when you collect rewards, you could pick a charity of your choice for the rewards to go to. I think Discover does that. I don't really have a lot of credit cards, so I don't know who else does that, but I guess that's something. I'm reading here that you could donate your computer's idle time. I guess researchers, need computing power. They see projects like folding at home, bionic, allow you to contribute CPU cycles when you're not using your computer. Okay, that's pretty cool. Donating blood. You want to donate something? Donate blood. That is desperately needed this time of year. So you see, there's lots of things you can do. Joining me next is going to be Chet Buchanan, and we'll talk about the phenomenal work that he's doing. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let Gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know you guys think I'm a nut because every week I am just running around trying to find another charity to work with because I just feel like I can't do enough. But there is somebody that has me beat, and you will see why. My radio brother, Chet Buchanan. Hey, Chet, what's going on?
Hey, why is it not shocking you that you have Bad to the Bone as your get back music? Why does that not shock you one bit?
You taught me a lot. For those of you who aren't familiar with Chet Buchanan, okay, in the Las Vegas area, he is a god. I listened to him for years, even though he's like my same age. You and I are like the same age. And he's at a cousin station. I think I could call you guys my cuz, right? KLC
sure.
In the morning zoo. But tell everybody where you're broadcasting from right now.
First of all, you are dramatically younger than I am. Obviously.
Nice answer.
Second of all, this is the 17th year for our 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo Toy Drive. I have lived, it's our 17th year, I live on a 30-foot scaffold for 12 days every year to raise toys, bikes, and gift cards for kids. I left for a couple of years in the early 2000s, but this is my 15th of the 17 toy drives. At the end of this toy drive, I will have spent 6 months of my life on top of a 30-foot scaffold like I am on right now, and we've raised probably, gosh, I think the number is up to somewhere in the neighborhood of $17 or $18 million in toys, bikes, and gift cards for kids.
Whoa. And you are, and I think people don't understand, even, I mean, in Las Vegas, we see you, and, you know, people are throwing toilet paper at you and, you know, clothes and razors, you know, because you are literally living on the scaffold. You have, I mean, you are, and you are doing it to raise awareness and to raise these bikes.
Yeah.
And I mean, and sometimes it's freezing. Last year, I think it snowed or it was like hailed when you were up there.
Last year we had a little bit of everything. We did have snow, we had hail, which is really uncommon, obviously, for Las Vegas in the valley, but we are high desert, so we get some weather on occasion. And last year we got everything you could get. We had gusty winds, which beat us up. Wind is the natural enemy of toy drive. Mm-hmm. Wind is the worst. But yeah, we had a little bit of snow, we had a little bit of hail, we had some good hard rain, we had everything last year. And then at the end was sun, and honestly, clear and sunny like it is today, even though it's a little bit chilly, that's difficult too, because I don't care how much sunscreen you put on, you still bake. So we put up a little pop-up tent up here so I can get a little bit of relief from that. But it's really not about that. I'm not trying to set any sort of endurance record. Trust me, I've camped in much worse conditions. This is really just, I'm kind of like that guy that stands out in front of the apartment complex with the arrow spinning it around, or I'm on the street corner and I'm like, 6 months free on your cell phone. Instead, we're just going, hey, everybody come over here. We're collecting toys. And it seems to resonate, because this community, and I know you have listeners across, you know, border to border, sea to shining sea. And I want to say the greatest part about Toy Drive is that for 12 days every year, everything that you think Las Vegas is, it's flipped on its head. Because this is an incredibly caring, giving, amazing community. When 41 million of you come from across the country and around the world to come and party in Las Vegas, somebody's got to feed you. Somebody's got to take care of you.
That's
somebody's
right.
got to clean your room. And on top of there's a
so
lot
right.
more than just the casinos. And every one of those people comes out and helps out.
So I see people in droves. They come. They're bringing toys. They're bringing gift cards. Some of my listeners that aren't in the Las Vegas area, how can they help Toy Drive?
You really could go to helpsonv.org, helpsouthernnevada.org, and there's a place on there that you can donate to the organization. The really cool thing, we have the Shannon West Homeless Youth Center that is a big undertaking every year. We take the kids that nobody else wants to take, and we feed them and house them and get them back on their feet, and if they have drug addiction problems, we help them with that. And if they want to get their degree or their GED even, we help them with that. And that's such a big thing. There's homeless programs, there's drug addiction programs, there's weatherization programs for the elderly that, you know, can't escape the desert heat where it's 115 in the summer and it's 35 in the winter.
No.
You know, there's all kinds of great programs. And so when you donate to Help Us Southern Nevada, you're helping in a large way in a wide variety of issues.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of Southern Nevada is just not Nevada residents. You know, you have people all the time coming in and like you had brought up, you know, this is such a mecca for the country as people are coming in and out and you know, people get sick here. You know, me as a doctor, you know, I can't tell you how many patients I see that aren't Nevada residents. They're you guys
sure.
coming to visit us. And it's amazing. Chet, any final thoughts? What do you want people to bring down to you right now?
You know, honestly, we'll take anything you'll give us, toys, bikes, gift cards, whatever it is. I will be living here for another week. Next Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific is when I come down, but I will be here for another week. Somebody is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're in Las Vegas, come and see us west Sahara, just west of Jones, and everybody else. Just, you know, thanks for listening. Dr. Dahlia is a rock star. You already know that. And come and see us soon.
No, all right, Chet, God bless you and the whole Morning Zoo team. We love you, and I'll be talking to you soon, okay? I'll be up there.
I love you back. Happy holidays.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, you know, look, guys, look, I really love the fact that you guys want to do something. There's people out there going, how can I help? What can I do? Whether you live in Nevada, you know, Phoenix, Kentucky, Owensboro, wherever, you know, you need something to do, I can help you find a charity that needs your help. People need help right now. And, you know, it's amazing how people do really step it up. And, you know, Christmas time, I don't know if it's just about Christmas time and people giving or, you know, wanting to make St. Nick happy. But I think we realize how good we have it, a lot of us. And, you know, sometimes the poop really hits the fan. And, you know, one thing that I have to do with patients on a regular basis when they're suffering from depression and anxiety and, you know, just all the, you know, melancholy they have of their current state is, you know, sometimes we have to talk about what's out there and why their situation could have easily been worse and how, thank heavens, it didn't. And when we see that, it actually helps us heal. One of the most therapeutic things you could do when you have depression or anxiety or any sort of, you know, issue is, you know, helping others. To me, it's one of the biggest highs. You know, one of the reasons why I did go into radio years ago, and it cost a lot of money for me to launch my radio career. People don't realize that, but it did. I actually had to, you know, pay to start this. Nobody just handed me a radio show. Yeah, people thought I was talented or whatever. Now they're like, really? Really? Where's the talent? Yeah, we're still waiting. But one of the reasons why is when the recession hit and my patients were crying and they were losing their jobs and, you know, it was just such a negative time around where I lived. I just thought, you know what? What if I just go on air and I, you know, help people for free? And boy, was it the biggest buzz you could even imagine. And so if you need any ideas, come to me. Go to drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and I'll give you guys some suggestions, okay? And God bless Chip Buchanan and his crew for doing that. And, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on any other things coming around the bend. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, marijuana extract may help some children with epilepsy. We're starting to get little bits and pieces of studies coming out that's telling us what we could possibly use marijuana for. And they say the cannabidiol, the derivative of marijuana, is a non-psychoactive compound that actually occurs naturally in cannabis. And this can be used for kids that are suffering from epilepsy. Now, we don't have a lot of data yet, but doctors are presenting the first studies this week to see if this cannabidiol actually works. And they say that the study's results are promising. However, with a grain of salt. The largest study being presented at the American Epilepsy Society meeting in Philadelphia this week was started in 2014 with 313 children from 16 different epilepsy centers across the country. Over the course of the three-month trial, 16% of the participants withdrew because the cannabidiol was either ineffective or had adverse side effects. This is according to Dr. Davinsky, a neurologist at the New York University Langone Medical Center. But for the 261 patients that continued taking it, the number of convulsive seizures, like the grand mal or tonic-clonic, went down by about half on average. He says some children continued to experience the benefits even after the trial ended, with some of the seizures not coming back. So this could be pretty, pretty, pretty damn cool. We'll keep you posted as we get more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's a new bandage that senses temperature changes and can deliver medicine. In early November, scientists at the MIT Massachusetts Institute of Technology showed off a new hydrogel that is stretchable and can stick to surfaces with strength that was compared to a tendon or cartilage connecting to bone. This hydrogel is a smart wound dressing that stretches with the movements of the body, keeping electronics intact that monitor temperature and can deliver medication to patients either automatically or on demand. That is way cool. Researchers at several institutions have developed versions of hydrogel, a water-based substance that varies kind of based on other chemicals used for its development. We call it hydrogel. And the MIT version increased the strength and the stickiness of previous versions. Researchers said their hydrogel adheres to surfaces stronger than the natural adhesives used by mussels and barnacles to attach to cliff faces and ship hulls. That's right. Those barnacles, man, they stay good. In addition to the surface of the skin, scientists say the development may allow electronics to be safely used inside the body and may eventually allow for neural devices and other uses in the brain because of similarities between the hydrogel and brain tissue. They say the electronics are usually hard and dry, but the human body is soft and wet. I talked about that. Remember, everything has to be in a, you know, can't be a dry. We've talked about that. That's according to Swanzi Zhao. And everybody says that they get published. I don't. He's an associate professor at MIT's Department of Mechanical Engineering. These two systems have drastically different properties. If you want to put electronics in close contact with the human body or applications such as healthcare, monitoring, drug delivery, he says it's highly desirable to make the electronic devices soft and stretchable to fit the environment of the human body. That's the motivation for stretchable hydrogel electronics. In the new study, I guess this was published in Advanced Materials, MIT scientists showed how they were starting to look at this new hydrogel and work with it by encapsulating a titanium wire in it to test to see if it could conduct electricity, and it did. Not only did it maintain the conductivity, but even when they stretched it out, you know, kind of like Play-Doh, it worked. And an array of LED lights were also embedded in hydrogel. See, that would be cool, like for a Halloween costume. I would love to have like a flashy LED costume of lights and stuff, you know, all over. Not that I would spend that kind of money for that, but, you know, it would be cool. And it's attached to the body. So, like, let's say you have knee issues and you want to, you know, have something that triggers some electrical impulses or, you know, send some medicine directly, trying to do a topical knee treatment, the knee bends. We got to make sure it still sticks. So combining these concepts, the scientists put electronic components into a sheet of hydrogel, created a wound dressing with regularly spaced temperature sensors, drug reservoirs, and pathways that allowed medications to flow through the dressing. When the dressing was placed on the skin, it successfully monitored temperature and released drugs based on its readings. Now, what else could you use this for? What about burn patients? You know, you have a burn. And you need to put burn dressings on it to help heal the tissue. Something like this could be awesome. Sometimes you need to monitor sugar levels. Sometimes you need to, you know, do little electrical stimulation. So something like this could be really, really awesome. The hydrogel contains 90% water. So it would be like a water adhesive. It's supposed to be tougher than natural glues. So they're still working on the bioadhesion. But see, here's the thing. Some of you will say, no, I'll be allergic to it. You technically shouldn't be quote-unquote allergic to it, but the one thing I'm finding is, remember yesterday when we were talking about penis transplants and how sometimes your body just rejects it, and not from an immunological standpoint, but from a psychological standpoint. Remember somebody had a successful penis transplant, and then 10 days later, he said, just get it off. I can't live with it anymore. Take it off. It was a man in China. You know, that's an issue that I think a lot of you have with Band-Aids. You have a bandage on, and you want it off. And your body starts to get a little red. It gets a little inflamed. Nothing bad, like an allergy. But your body sometimes just doesn't want it on there. And my body's done that with some bandages, too. It'll just have a... I had a skin biopsy of a pre-melanoma on my arm. And the bandage started to rip the skin. It was just a basic latex bandage. I'm not even allergic to latex. And the skin was starting to rip underneath it. It's like my body didn't want that on it. Right, now, we call it, you know, in colloquial terms, people say, well, then I'm allergic to it, obviously. You know, my body doesn't want it. I'm allergic to it. I don't tolerate it. But they have to come up with something that the body won't reject and want to peel off. So it's going to be interesting. Here's another nice development. There's supposed to be a blood test that is able to reveal our quote-unquote biological age. They analyzed proteins in a blood sample, and researchers have found that they could determine our biological age with a simple blood test. Drinking soda, smoking, that adds years to the age of your body. And they think that this blood test could, as it looks at your weight and height and, you know, other factors, as well as what you do, eating fish, drinking coffee, exercising, etc., they could then come up with some sort of a deduction or a number of what where you fall. The study from Uppsala University examined the samples of 1,000 people, looking at a protein count as well as certain physical characteristics. As the body and organs age, the researchers found negative factors can affect the molecular processes. So they looked at proteins, height, weight, hip circumference. Oh, Lord have mercy, hip circumference. With my hips, I don't think there's a tape measure big enough. And the protein profile is influenced by a number of lifestyle choices. And certain factors accelerate the body's biological aging. Smoke, stress, drinking soda pop can all speed up the aging process. I'm not sure if diet soda is also looked at poorly on this. I would say, yeah, get rid of the diet soda. They say smoking and soda increases the biological age up to 6 years. What does that mean? Okay, so what it means is, okay, let's say I'm 29, okay? But my biological age is 40. That means, you know, even though I'm technically 29, I'm having a 44-year-old's body. Something like that. Okay? Yeah. I wish you guys saw me when I was in my 20s. I look good. Now I have a 44-year-old's body. Lord have mercy. My feet are happy. All right, let me see what else. All right, so the findings could have applications in forensic investigations. Researchers found that dried blood stains could be used to analyze a protein profile. This could help forensic teams to create a phantom picture based on samples from a crime scene, which could provide clues on basic body features. Oh, apologize, I got some audio coming in. That was Samuel Jackson. Whew, thank God he was just speaking, you know, non-cuss words in that. I'm looking at the article. It's a car commercial. Okay, whew, that would have been close. That's my biggest fear. I turned something on. All right, so we got blood tests. We got gels. Oh, another thing that's very interesting, they say there's a gel that can be made up of your own blood, a plasma-rich plasma. We've been talking about this, plasma-rich plasma, or PCP. PRP, I'm sorry, PRP. And it's a concentrated mix that they can they take from your arm and they can inject it into your scalp. It increases blood supply and nutrients, and we're seeing promising results with hair growth. Now remember, your blood is made up of plasma, which is a yellowish clear liquid. It has red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. The red blood cells make it red in color. And the plasma and the platelets are thought to help growth and healing. So plasma, platelet-rich plasma, this PRP, can also treat tendon injuries and burns. So researchers are using it for hair loss, like androgenic alopecia, like male pattern baldness. And they are also trying it on people who has hair thinning. And I know we're coming up on break, but as we see some of the data come in, this could be pretty cool, because I've already had some patients being told that the dermatologists are working with this, and it works. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. television. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say children with asthma, hay fever, or eczema may also have more risk factors for heart disease at a younger age compared to kids that don't have allergy-related conditions. Researchers found that kids with these allergies, all right, seem to be more overweight and obese. Investigators also found that children and teens with asthma or hay fever were twice as likely to have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, which are also risk factors for heart disease, according to the study. The findings suggest that allergic diseases can have harmful effects on other aspects of their health. So not only are they wheezing or having eczema and allergies, etc., but they could be dealing with other sorts of things like such as obesity. You know, you can't run around, you can't exercise. I remember when my brother was younger, dealing with some major asthma, he couldn't go outside. So he couldn't go outside, he wasn't getting the vitamin D, he wasn't running around and playing like me and my sister could. I mean, it's devastating and unfortunately can cause a snowball effect. The findings suggest that allergic diseases can have harmful effects on other aspects of the child's health. But not only secondarily, they think also primarily too. The study found association between children with these common allergic conditions and increased cardiovascular disease, but did not yet demonstrate a cause and effect relationship between the two. So, do we think that having allergies will actually mess with the heart? We don't know that yet. In a study, the researchers analyzed data collected at from 13,000 children in the U.S. whose parents answered questions about the children's health as a part of a 2012 National Health Interview study. From the data, the researchers estimated that 14% of American children have asthma. The scientists also estimated that about 17% of children have hay fever, 12% eczema. It's not the first time they saw a link between the two, but there was, I think, one in the previous year that they said people with eczema, adults, were found to have more risk of cardiovascular disease. See, that's interesting because, you know, sometimes for me, going out into the sun helps my eczema. You know, whereas sitting inside in the cold, that's when my eczema flares up. What about, you know, the wheezing and asthma in the heart? Well, they're looking at that. They don't know if it's the physical activity. They don't know if it's some of the interleukins or some of the allergic or things released when somebody has asthma. But they're looking at that, and we'll keep you guys posted if we have any more developments. They say U.S. teens don't exercise enough at school. They say teens are getting more exercise at school, but still not enough to meet minimum daily activity levels, according to the U.S. study. Children and teens should get 60 minutes a day of vigorous activity a day, according to the World Health Organization. Again, it blows my mind that we have to prescribe this. But in the U.S., only an estimated 8% of youth meet this standard. Schools where teens spend far more waking hours than everywhere else appear to be a part of the problem. On school days, adolescents get just 23 minutes of physical activity at school, and this accounted for more than half of the 42-minute daily total. Taking weekends into account, teens were even less active over the course of an entire week, averaging only about 39 minutes of activity daily. They say, we know schools were a major source of physical activity for kids, but we were surprised the kids only spent 4.8% of their time at school being physically active. Kids have a natural instinct to move around, and schools need to support this. You know, one thing my kids' school has done, which I really, really love, is they'll make the kids go around the school doing part of their assignment. Like, okay, go find a bug, or go take a picture of the leaf. I want you to go find a plant. I want you to count the leaves. I want you to, and I love the idea of getting their butts out of the classroom, outside, getting a little sun, although still they have to protect themselves with sunscreen. But, you know, just getting outdoors, I think that's awesome. They say teens pass the majority of their physically active time on school days, either near home or close to school. But, you know, they're not, I used to have to walk to school or walk to the bus. A lot of the kids now, the bus stops are really close by, and understandably so, you know, for safety. Walking a half mile to get to a bus stop, you know, not the most safe, you know, for some of the younger kids. But I remember walking to school, and it was great exercise. It was, You know, I was at my skinniest. We don't walk to work. I wish we could. So I think what we need to do is we need to take the school exercise program and change it up a little bit, where exercise is every day. None of this PE 3 days a week. And I think the workouts need to be done first thing in the morning. Kids get to school, they work out first thing in the morning, and then they eat. They eat something. And then they start their day. I think school should start earlier. Drop those kids off earlier. I know there's been studies saying kids need to sleep in, but I'm sorry. The real world starts at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, most offices. All right? I don't think we need our kids getting used to sleeping in till 10. We got to get these kids ready to go. Put them to bed earlier. All right? I think we can make it work. But I think, they're up when the sun rises. They get to school. They exercise. They eat. All right, we make sure they get a balanced breakfast at school. They can eat something before they get there, but they get their workout in. Then they change, hit the showers, whatever. Boom. Now they're in school. They study. And then whatever they do after school or on recess is all cream. All right, whipped cream in terms of exercise. I don't know how to urge that enough. Are your tights breeding bacteria? Doctors say your tights and nylon should only be worn once before washing. All right? Only once. People wear them over and over and over again, and they have fungus on them. They have bacteria. It's disgusting. So a lot of women, they look at their tights like their jeans or bras, and they only wash them after several wears or when they're stinky or dirty or something. And that's not cool, especially when you consider where these tights have to go. They say tights should be hand washed and they should be air dried. And to retain durability, tights could be frozen in cold water and thawed. Huh. I never thought of freezing my tights. I just figured my wearing them, they're getting frozen enough. Tights and stockings are made up of a blend of synthetic materials like spandex and nylon. They retain warmth and moisture, which is why yeast and bacteria have a party there. According to Dr. Radhika Ripple, an OB-GYN, told Everyday Health that these factors can cause a woman to get yeast infections and UTIs, especially if she wears tights without cotton underwear underneath. Even a thong or briefs can serve as a protective layer, but you could still have issues. Hey, guys, this is something we got to talk about, okay? Moisture issue is worsened because tights are obviously clinging very snugly like yoga pants do. Guys, you got to look at it like underwear. You need to wash that stuff out, okay? And I understand that some nylons, et cetera, will take – there's ways to wash them without, you know, and use a little hairspray. I can't tell you how many times I have nylons that'll have a little run in it. You just spray with a little hairspray. Usually, you know, nobody can see it. If you're wearing it under a long skirt or whatever, you got to wear long skirts, though, which is something I, you know, my husband's told me to start doing a little bit more often, which I will. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They are asking now that all kids be screened for HIV, depression, and cholesterol as early as age 9. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, are among some of the key steps the Academy has recently taken to advise pediatricians on child health screenings. The recurring theme is that screenings are recommended for all kids, especially high cholesterol between ages 9 and 11. All right, what about HIV? Well, they're recommending that being done earlier as well. They say kids should have annual screenings for depression from ages 11 to 21, and an HIV test should be done between the ages of 16 and 18. The incidence of depression starts to pick up in middle school and high school, and sexual promiscuity seems to start a lot of times in high school. 11% of 12 to 17-year-olds have had one bout of major depression in 2013. Pretty scary stuff. So children may not be bringing this up to the parents. Parents, don't wait for your kids to say they're depressed. So we doctors have to step on it. Don't go away or step it up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.